USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights.
That's New York Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand saying the Alabama Senate's approval of a bill that would ban nearly all abortions without even making exceptions for rape and incest is an outrage.
And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign it into law. The authors of the bill have said their aim is to get the bill to the U.S. Supreme Court in the hope that it will lead to the overturning of 1973's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion. President Trump is about to honor law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, speaking at a Peace Officers Memorial Day service in Washington. It's part of Police Week, which runs through Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it. Or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Senator Lindsey Graham introducing a bill this morning to address what he calls a horrible situation at the southern border. The South Carolina Republican says it makes necessary changes in the U.S. asylum system. He argues the system makes it too easy for migrants to get into and remain in the U.S. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Panel. Tiger Woods and his girlfriend Erica Herman being sued for the wrongful death of an employee at the Woods restaurant in Jupiter, Florida, which they own. A bartender, Nicholas Immersberger, who the lawsuit says was known to be a drinker, was often permitted to drink during and after his shift. He was killed in a one-car crash after one of those shifts last year. And now, the lawyers for the family are alleging that video evidence from the restaurant's been destroyed.
They knew about the crash that night. And shortly thereafter, that video evidence was then destroyed and deleted off of the servers that they had there at the Woods.
That's lawyer Spencer Cuban, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of TSA staffers and air marshals are traveling to the southern border to help deal with the rising tide of migrants, according to the administration. The deployment comes as summer travel is starting to ramp up. TSA officials acknowledging in an internal email that redirecting staff to the border will create some risk of fewer resources to handle airport security. They say the redeployment, though, won't involve uniformed airport screeners, at least not at first. The State Department's warning U.S. citizens not to travel to Iraq, saying there's a high risk for violence and kidnapping there as tensions between the U.S. and Iran are ramping up. The department saying in a statement that workers at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and a consulate in northern Iraq have already been instructed to leave. And the statement says that threat of terrorism, kidnapping, and armed conflict aimed at Americans in Iraq is just too great a risk. Facebook is changing the rules for live streaming in the wake of the deadly New Zealand mosque massacre that was broadcast online. Effective today, users who break serious Facebook policies will be automatically banned from live streaming for at least 30 days, and the company will also prevent those users from buying any ads. A spokesman saying the new policy would have prevented the suspected New Zealand shooter from being able to live stream the shooting that left over 50 people dead. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.